Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Vav, and we are talking about the process of Shechitas HaPesach, specifically on Shabbos. That's what this perek starts off discussing. What happens when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and the avoda of the current Pesach, at least some of it has to be done on Shabbos, and that's the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer says that you could even do certain of the machshirim on Shabbos, right, as Rabbi Eliezer says elsewhere also, and Rabbi Akiva says no. Call Malacha Shef Shalat Sosam Erev Shabbos. Anything that you could have done before Shabbos, Eina Docha Shabbos, is not Docha Shabbos. And if it was Eif Shar Shchita, that was impossible. Eif Shalat Sosam Erev Shabbos, because it has to be done on this day of Erev Pesach. So then that is Docha as a Shabbos. As we know, Erev Pesach is called Pesach in the Torah, and that's the day that the current Pesach is. Perform the avoda. The question that is asked, this is what the B'nai B'Seira and Hillel were discussing, and that is how, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, how they bring their knives to the Azara. Because after all, we know Shechita is Kshera Bazar. Maybe some of them wanted to do their own Shechita, and the rest of the avodas were done by the Kohanim. But how did the Yisraelim bring their knives on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Amar lo Rebbe, Shachach lo Hevi Sakan Me'erev Shabbos Mahu. So they asked Hillel, what's the halacha if they wanted to bring their knives on Erev Shabbos? What do they do? Says Rashi, what does the mean that what's the real question that they're asking? Mau hava sakin eino doche. Bringing the knife would not be doche. Da efshar lemevid me'asmol. Umayase. But what should they do if they didn't bring it? So Amar Lehen Hillel answers, halacha zu shavati v'shachachti. I knew, but I forgot. And this was one of the punishments, as the Gemara says, later on Beis, when he was mekan to them. Elahanach lehen liyisrael. But you know what? Let's leave it. Let's see what they do. Emei neviim heim b'nei neviim heim. Right? Let's see what they do, because they'll mistama have a mesora about it. Lemacha. Machlok has been shown him when this took place, but let's say the Pashas is Lamachar. So this conversation between them took place on the 13th, and now they're discussing on the 14th. Lamachar, Mishapischo Tle, Tochva Bitsimro, whoever had a sheep would put the knife in the wool of the sheep. Mishapischo Gdi, Tochva Binkarna, but whoever has a goat will put it between the horns, because the wool is not thick enough. Nizkar Maisa, Nizkar Alacha, and then Ra Maisa, Nizkar Alacha, that he remembered. Kach, Wukubani, Mipishrav, Avtalion, that's what Shrine Avtalion told to do, to stick it in the back of the sheep. Rashi notes that isn't there an Isser Shvisas Behemto? The Gemara later on talks about the Isser Machamer, doing malacha with one's animal. Shvisas Behemto is separate, just by animal doing work. So isn't there an Isser of Shvisas Behemto and Isser Daraisa? So Rashi notes that. Mishapischo Gdi Shein Lo Tzemer El Aseyar Shein Yachol Tachva B'Tzimer Tachal Lebin Karna Ve'ein Zem Masui Lav Arallah Mishap Shvisas Behemto De Lav Orche B'Chiha Malacha. This is not normal. Shvisas Behemto, Rashi seems to say, is only when it's the Derech. U'be'inyan Zeh, if you sakine, and this is how they brought their knives, because Shvisas Behemto was not usur if it is done with a shinui. So that is the Gemara. So the Gemara talks about what about the Isser of Machamer, that a little later on in Amud Beis. Rashi talks about what about the Isser of Shvisas Behemto. And then Tosfos gets into other issues. What about, don't you need a klisharis? Why do you have to, how could they bring their knives from the outside? But either way, we'll deal with another question of the Gemara. A couple lines later, on the bottom line, says, isn't this avoda b'kadshim? You're not allowed to do malacha with your animal, with your carbon. Amar ma lamacha, b'shevizchot tzad tocha lo tzibro gdi, tocha lo ben karna, v'ha ka'ovid avoda b'kadshim. You're not allowed to do avoda with your kadshim. That's an iser. V'over mishum lo sa'avod b'vchar shorecha, says Rashi, from the Pasuk in Dvarim, answer ki Hillel. They did like Hillel. Detanya Amr Alav al Hillel. Miyamav Lomal Adam Baolaso. Nobody violated Me'ila with his carbon. Ela Mevia Chulin Lazara. Umakdisha. They brought it Chulin La Azara to the Azara. And they were Makdish it only once it got to the Azara. Visomech Yadu Aleha. And then they did Smicha Vishokhta. And then they Shechted it. And then the Gemara gets into it. How could he be Makdish on Shabbos and Yontif? Fine. But this is the halacha. This is what they did. They were Makdish it only once it got there. So there was no Me'ila on the way. So there's no Isra of Avodah B'Kachim because it's not a carbon yet. So based on this, the Rishonim have the following question. And this is our topic for the day. And that is, isn't there an Isser of bringing items into the Beis HaMikdash that are chulin? You can't just bring whatever you want into the Beis HaMikdash. The Isser of Havas chulin ba'azara. So how were they able to bring these animals that were not karbanos yet into the Azara. The Rambam quotes this halacha. Obviously, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Beis of Hilcha Shechita. Interesting, Hilcha Shechita is about Shechitas Chulin. That's what all the halachas are about. But in the beginning of Perek Beis, we're talking about Chulin. We're talking about, well, you can shecht anywhere, but just don't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. Right? There's two issues. One is not really our topic today, and that is Shechitas Chulin Ba'azara, shechting your carbon in the Azara. Today, we're going to speak about just bringing items into the Azara. Says the Rambam, you're allowed to shecht an animal anywhere in the world. A chulin animal. Anywhere in the world. Technically, you could shecht in a shul. Shechtly, you could shecht anywhere. Chutz min ha'azara. You're not allowed to shecht in the Azara. She'ein shechtin ba'azara. Ela kachim mizbeach bilvad. The Azara is only karbanos. Kachim mizbeach. Whether it's kachim kalim, whether it's kachim kachim, in the Azara. We know kachim kachim have to be shechtin on the north side of the Azara. But that's it. Aval ha'chulin Aser l'shochtan bazara, but chulin is not allowed to be shechted in the azara. Bein behema, bein chaya, bein of, right? Even chaya or of, which are not able to be, actually an of can, but let's say at least the chaya, right? A chaya cannot be a karban. Still, you're not allowed to shecht a chaya in the basement in the azara. V'cheinu omer bebasar taiva ki yirchach mimcha makom asher yifchar Hashem. When it's far from you, the place that Hashem chose, v'zavachtem yivkarchom mitzoncha, and when it's far from you, then you shall shecht your bakar and your tzon. V'yachalta b'sharecha halamadata shein shochten basar taiva el chutz lamakom asher bachar Hashem. Outside that spot. V'zeh shenishchar chutz lamakom hu shemutu lach lo b'chol ha'sha'arim. That is what is allowed to be eaten. Aval ha'shochet chulin ba'azara Oso abasar tahar, it's tar, it's not an avela, it's considered a shechita. V'asar ba'ana kibasa b'chalav, but it's asar ba'ana like basa b'chalav. It's a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara about whether shechita schulin bazar is a daraisa drabanan. Maybe we'll touch that at the end if we have time. But the Rambam says here, it's asar like basa b'chalav, v'chayotzi bo, v'kovern oso, v'afro asar. V'yafilu shachal l'refuah, l'achilas goyim, l'achal l'klavim. Aval anocher ba'azara. The Rambam says, if you don't do shechit in the Azara, you just kill in the Azara. Va'ma'akir v'goyish ha'shachad v'shochim nivs ha'shrefa, other cases in the Azara. So then, that is mutar ba'ana. That's not called a shechita. It still might be a problem to bring it in, as we're about to say, but the shechita, the isser hana of shechita schul in ba'azara only applies to shechita. And now the Rambam says, alacha gimel. V'lo behema chaye belvad. Not only behema and chaye, which I just talked about, shechita. El kol achulin asur lahachnisa la'azara. So now the Rambam expands. You're not allowed to bring anything you want into the Beis HaMikdash. You can't just bring in, let's say, Pasha the Rambam, anything, a table, anything you can't bring into the Azara. Afilu, the Rambam says afilu. What's this afilu? That's a good kasha. Basar shchuta, operos vapas, shechted meat, fruit, bread. You can't bring anything in. Pashtus, you might say, he's just giving examples of anything. Because you're probably not going to bring a table with you, but you have lunch, you have food. So fruit, bread, im avar vechnisan mutar machila kishayu. If you brought it in, it doesn't aser. It's not like shechita ba'azara. Right? Havas chulin ba'azara does not aser the food. It's aser to do, but if you bring it in, it's mutar. Vidvaram elu kulan divrei kabbalah hein. And this is all divrei kabbalah. What does that mean? We'll see. V'chein ha'shochin chulin ba'azara o ha'ochal kizayis mi'besar chulin shenishkutu ba'azara makan oso makas mardus. Shechitas chulin bazara, or if you eat, so a chulin bazara, so then you're going to get makas mardus. What does that mean? Isn't shechitas chulin bazara an issa daraisa? So we'll have to actually just look at it now. The Kesef Mishnah, says mashmi divrei rabbeinu to lo mitzar elami drabanan asi to lo keman. Who is that like? Don't we say that it is aser? And if you look in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam talks about the Bishtayis and Kiddushin about Mekadesh bi Isuri Hana, Eina Mekudeshes, V'lo Chilek bin Sha'ar Isuri Hana L'chulash Nishkutu Bazara, he's not Mechalik. And therefore, since we said Chulash Nishkutu Bazara is aser Bana, that's what he just said two halachas ago, Imkein Imkidesh bin Eina Mekudeshes, Ukin Midamash bin Dvar of Khan, L'lo Mishra Midrabanan, why? Liolam, he says, and Divrei Kabbalah is Daraisa. No Makas Mardus is no Beferish Laf. Okay, Makas Mardus doesn't always mean Dirabana. So we'll get back to that. But this is the Rambam. There's an Isra Hava as Chulin Ba'azaras. That's what all the Rishonim ask. Here, and in Chulin Daflam, Kuflamid, and Baba Basra Daf Pe Aleph. How exactly did Hillel's suggestion work, right? What does Hillel say here? What are you going to do about bringing the knife in the wool between the horns and then bring it to the Azara and then be makdash it? You can't bring that animal into the Azara, Right, that's usur. So how are you allowed to do that? So three suggestions in the Mefarshim. So if you look in the Ran maybe gives the most pashup shot. The Ran in Nedarim on Daf Tes, where this is suggested, the Ran says, well, maybe it doesn't mean into the Azara Mamish. What does our Gemara say? Maybe a chulin li'azara. Li'azara. What does la'azara mean? Maybe it means right up until the doorway of the Azara. Right, that's what you could say. The Ran, when it says there, also in Nedarim Daf Tes, lav b'azara mamish, she'asa lavi chulin la'azara, ela b'pesach azara. Okay, that could be the simplest answer. You bring it up until the Azara, but not into the Azara. That is the Ran. But there are two other suggestions given by the Rishonim. If you look, the most popular suggestion is Tosfos right here. B'Yerushalmi mefarish b'inyan acher. Dekal ha'avoda shel tzarech ha'karban. Actually, that's going to be the next answer that we'll see. Tosfos elsewhere says that a little bit late, the next Tosfos, maybe Sheikhu and Bazara. The Paragamachor is a Sfina, where if you look about Basuda Payalf, it talks about you have a case of Safik Bikurim. And the Gemara there is bothered. How do you bring a Safik Bikurim into the Azara? Right, it's a problem. Isn't it a problem of Hava as Chulin ba'azara? So just like you have the problem there, right, why isn't it a problem here? Right, Balav Hachi. So the Gemara, the Tosfos quotes the Gemara there, Hamaya Chulin ba'azara, u'ba'azrawa. So you have the problem in Ba'abasra Pei Aleph, that's the case of Safik Bikurim, and then he quotes the Gemara in Chulin Daf Koflamid, to cover time at the Kaz of Rachmana, Ze, Halav Hachi Avin Chulin Chayavin Bechazi Bishok. Right, ha ba'i tnufa teichib levid. So the Gemara discusses whether chazi v'shok, which are the matnas kahuna that you have to give from chulin, do they need tnufa in the base of mikdash? The Gemara says, well, how in the world would it need tnufa in the base of mikdash? You can't bring it into the base of mikdash. So both by Savig Bikurim and by the case of Chazi Vishok, the Gemara is bothered by Avos Chulin Bazara. So he asked Tosfos, what about here? Why isn't the Gemara bothered that you're going to bring this animal in? So the Ran says you didn't actually bring it in. Good. But Tosfos says, Hasam Vadai. Those two are worse than our case. Why? What's going on over there? Bikurim and Chazi Vishok, the suggestion is that you're going to have to wave it in the base of Mikdash. You're going to have to do Tnufa. So says Tosfos, to bring Chulin into the base of Mikdash, into the Azara, and act with it as if you're doing some type of avoda, not dafka, the dalet avodos, but any avoda including tenufa, that's a problem. That's a problem. Vade azar, she'osa ben tenufa, kederach she'osa bekarban. Aval hacha, just to bring something in, not doing any avoda with it, but just to bring it into the azara, that's not azar. Aval hacha, she'machlis tle chulin ba'azara, ve'ena ose shum davar, she'osa bekarbanos. Right, you're not doing anything. Shari. That's an important line. Tosfos says, it looks like you're being makrev chulun l'gavoa, so that doesn't apply. Sounds like it's drabanan, we'll get back to that. But because Tosfos says, look in Menaches, and Nafchaf Aleph. There the Gemara says that they used to eat chulin in order to become satiated, so they'll be able to eat the Menachos ala sova. So look, they were eating chulin in the Azara in order to be able to become full, teet the menachas ala sova. So it must be that if you're not doing any avoda with the chulin, then it is not usur. So Tosfos quotes that Gemara menachas chaf aleph to prove it, and Tosfos also, not Tosfos here, but Tosfos elsewhere, quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah in Zvachim Adaf Tzadi talks about how the Kohanim used to eat their karbanos. So the Gemara says there, that's in Kalatadir, all about different orders of what you're allowed to do with different karbanos. But at the end of that Mishnah, the Tzadim Abeis, the Kulan HaKohanim Rashon L'Shanos Bachi Lasan. The Kohanim are allowed to eat their karbanos however they want. La'achlan Sluyin, Vishlukin, Umivushalin, they could eat it roasted, cooked a lot, cooked a little, right? The Kesef Mishnah in Meiser Karbanos wonders, you know, what is the Havamina? Why would I have thought otherwise? Fascinating Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says, this is in Yud in Maisa Karbanas. Shakonim Srichim Shalo Yochlu Elo Lashem Shamayim. Vechen lo yochlu osam bimatamim derach tainug. No, you can't eat it in such an enjoyable way. Kamash Malan, Mishun the Kasabu Rahman Alamashcha, Umitabigin Lashagadula, Kidbo, Shamalachim Ochlin, that's the Gemara on the Dextaf in Sadi Aleph in Chulin. But then the Gemara says you can eat however you want. But then the Gemara adds the line important for us. Lasais Lasocho Tavle Chulin. The Tavle Truma Divrei Beishamai. Divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says you could put spices in. Truma spices, because you're ma'alei bakodesh, you're making the truma to kachim, and tavle chulin. Rabbi Meir says you shouldn't put tavle truma in it, because you don't want to bring the truma lidei pso. Okay, not our ishei wife, because the time of kachim becomes noser, and it's going to, truma, you have no limit how long you have to eat it. And by kachim, you have a limit. Okay, but it says here you can bring tavle chulin. How do you bring tavle chulin into the azara? So, it must be that if you're not doing an avoda with it, Tosva says, that is why it is mutter. That's what Tosva says, and this is what the Rishonim also say in Maseches Bava Basra, on Daf Pei Aleph, in the context there. That's the context of the suffix in Karbanos. If you look in the Ritva there in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph on a base, right, on the line, V'dom Allah B'kirim Ninu V'kom Ayach Chulun Azara Pirish, Shuaser, Ukit Pirish, Berichach Makom Ata Zoveach V'neto Zoveach Bakir Makom, Miu, Lo Kidim Mefarish Dvarim Kipshutan, She also lahakos chulon azara. Now he adds the Ritva, then the Ramban and others also have this. It can't just be that you can't bring something into the azara period without doing anything with it. De'im kain, because if so, and this is what Tosfos also says there, but I'll just read it from the Ritva because he adds an extra line. Ein Yisrael yachol ikanes lazara bebigdechol. How could ever Yisrael ever go into the base of Migdash? Right, we know the first 11 amos on the east side of the azara, Yisrael is allowed to go in, but he's not wearing special begadim. He's not wearing big day kahuna. So how could he wear clothes? Right, his clothes are big day chol. So how could he be machmas chulun bazara? They're batel to him. They're batel to him. You should have to wear the most minimum amount of clothes. Va'od. And then the Ritva quotes, Ar gemara, amru ahil azakein, che maybe kipsasu chulun azara, v'yachar kamakdisha. Elavade lo asra torah ela ke'ein zvicha, laso shum zvicha b'chulun. To do some type of avoda, ke'ein zvicha. To bring it in, the tava zakas of zvicha l'rabusa. Why is the Torah say shchita? The chiddush avav bishena mitzvahs kahuna shchita. You might have said it's not even an avoda. We know shchita is done in bachulin animals too. So you might have said this isn't really an avoda. Kamash b'lan. No, even that is going to be usher, and therefore that is the problem. So again, just bringing something in per se does not seem to be usher according to Balei Tosfos, according to the Ritva, according to the Ramban, and others. Some, the Rambam does not seem to limit it to a Maisa Avoda, but it could be at least that it has to be something that is used for Hakrava. That's how some, the Rashba, that's how some read the Rambam. Because if you look back in that Rambam that we read, the Rambam doesn't seem to limit it that you have to do a Maisa Avoda with it. You have to do a Maisa Avoda with it. So according to this Rambam, you solve the question of the Gemara. Right? If it's not limited to that you do an avoda, then how could, you know, Hillel have suggested this? But if you look in the Rambam says, kol ha-chulin osolachis and lazara, you can't bring any chulin in, period. But it doesn't sound like you have to do an avoda with it, but what are his examples? Examples are shechted meat, fruit, and bread. So are those just giving stam examples? Others say, no, maybe those are items at least that are subject to avoda. Right, be it fruit, bikurim, specific, maybe if he's talking about the Shiva Saminim, bread, pas, is carbonus mincha, right? So that's the question. The Mishnah Lamelech here has a long discussion, right? One of those six column Mishnah Lamelechs. So he says, Be'ezah chulin hua iser nechalku rishonim, bipshat diber rabbeinu nira de kol davar, shu chulin, asa lachmas lazara, right? The Mishnah Lamelech says, the Pasha of the Ramas, they're just giving examples. Afshu davar shein dugmas, so kar lagabe mizbeach, acha rashbazal, but he quotes the Rashba from chulin, kasav shalo nira lo diber rabbeinu, ela imkein daito lomar, he doesn't agree with the Rambam. Right, maybe because of that Ritva's problem. What about your clothing? Unless he means lechem kalachme toda o peros kaperos bikurim, right? Unless it's some other item. So again, many Rishonim quote that it has to be done in avot. Some avot has to be done with it. The Rashba reads the Rambam as maybe it has to be something that is subject to avoda. But either way, the problem remains then. The problem remains of, so how did Hillel do this? So the other answer given, again, the Ran says he didn't actually bring it into the Azara. Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ramban say, well, it's only Asur B'Machal Azara if you're going to do an act of Avoda with it, like Tnufa. But here, if you're just going to bring it in and do nothing, then it's not going to be a problem. The other answer given is the what Tosfos says here. And others, and again, the Rashbam in the Ritva and Babasra also says, and the Rashbam there, right, not everybody thinks that you need avoda. So the other answer is, if it's Litzarech HaKarban. Litzarech HaKarban, if it's four, you're bringing it in order to be Makdashit in 5 minutes. So that's why it's not a problem. If you look in the first Tosfos here, B'Yerushalmi Mefaresh Binyan Acher, Dekal Avoda, Shel Tzarech HaKarban, Ein Bo Me'ila. Right? It's kind of similar to what we're saying, but if you look in the Tosfos there in Baba Basra, on Daf Pei Aleph, Tosfos says, that's a problem. As we mentioned, I'm sorry, he doesn't mention it there. But the other Rishonim mentioned it. If you look in the Ran there compares it to Yeshiva Ba'azara, part of the Tzarech of the Avod, the Ran of Ba'abasra, right? Part of eating the carbon. You have to sit down and eat the carbon. That's mutter because you're doing it L'Tzarech the carbon. So also, if it's L'Tzarech the carbon, you're going to be Maktish in a few minutes. So that's why it's not a problem as well. Again, there's a similar discussion about Bia Reikonis of a Kohen going so far in, Mimini Lefnim and Amizbeach, is that only us if he does the Avoda, or if it, is it only us or even a Bia Reikonis stop to go in? Okay, that's a parallel. What's the level of the Isser? So if you look in our Tosfos use the Lashon of Nire Kemakriv. Or if you look in the Tosfos Rid in Baba Basra, he says Beferish, three or four times. It's only an Issa Drabanan. Shchita, fine, that's going to be Daraisa. But the Issa of Hachnasa Chulun Lazara for sure is Drabanan, and therefore if it's Drabanan, Drabanan can say that if you're doing it Litzorich, you know, to bring it in for the carbon, that is okay. But nearly the taris, the vade kol hecha the betir mi daraisa for abanan achmir de laisu lo chayshinim shem chulin bazara to chulin lazara lo aser daraisa el chulin shishku de bazara. Aval hachnas chulin bazara says the Tosfos Rid ainu aser alavdei shenira derech bisayon lino b'chulin kedusha. People are going to think that you have a carbon and you're benoig like chulin with it, so they're going to think you're allowed to be noig kachim as chulin. V'davarze ainu aser let me drabanan. Because it looks like a bizayon, right? And therefore, if it's only also the Rabbanan, so then if there's a tzorech like this, then obviously you can bring it in because you're going to be makdashit in a few minutes. There are days, there's a 2 days in the Rashbam there in Baba Basra, Tosfos in Chulin, the Arishon, the Tzumas Daraisa, but this is that. The Rambam, again, is not 100% clear. Divrei Kabbalah with Makas Mardus. And again, this issue affects many different Gemaras. There's even a fascinating Gemara in Zvachim, Dafayin Zayin. What happens if you have something in the Beis HaMikdash, then you're podet. So then Memela now, the item is chulin in the Azara, but you didn't bring it in as chulin. It just became chulin. So what do you do now? Okay, interesting discussion. Again, havas chulin bazara.